Good evening, Gary Smith, Andrew Danlishan. Thank you for joining us after this pre-season friendly victory 2-1 over Brackley Town. Gary, a win and a really solid performance tonight. How do you feel?
Yeah, we've been putting, you know, like the work in over the last 3-4 weeks with the boys. They've been turning up the pace during pre-season in the training sessions. And tonight was, you know, the culmination of that. You've seen the work rate, the effort and the desire from the players tonight, that, you know, with an intensity that we probably haven't had in previous games. But that was something we put into place for this game tonight, especially, and told them, you know, that we're expecting to see a good performance, hard work, determination, like I said, against a very, very good Step 2 side. And if you could put that kind of shift in, that kind of effort in, you'd come out of the game with some rewards, and we did. So, yeah, all in all, it's a fantastic performance by the boys, and we're very, very pleased with what they've done tonight.
Andrew, some really strong performances tonight. Who impressed you the most?
I think that Dexter Walters, a lot of the lads impressed me tonight because of the hunger and desire, but I think Dexter Walters especially, because I think he's making that transition from coming from Coventry, coming into non-league. Sometimes that can be hard to make, and I'm going to be honest, I've been on his case about his work rate, his desire, his hunger. The ability's there in abundance, but tonight what he showed is he showed a desire and a hunger to go and win the ball back and to work hard for his teammates, for the football club, and most importantly for himself. And then what happened is the players are having him, they're giving him the ball, and he's showing his brilliance with the ball at his feet to beat people in situations and excite the fans, excite the management, excite the players, and that's what he did tonight. So I was really happy for him, because he's coming, and I think it's sort of like it's hit him hard in the sense of coming down from there. It's not as easy as you think, and the demands and the expectations of this football club are high. And I felt that he really showed a lot of character today. I know Dexter Walters can play football, but he showed a lot of character. I think as well that the front three was good tonight. People were saying we've not looked the most sort of cutthroat in the last third. Tonight we've tweaked a couple of things, which we said we would do and which we've highlighted, because we've been playing some good football and we've just tweaked one or two things slightly. And tonight I could see them, and I could see a real team who can hurt you in a number of ways, and an appetite without the ball as well. So I was really impressed tonight, especially because Brackley have been in the playoffs for the last 3 seasons, you know, won the FA FA trophy in 2018. They're there or thereabouts in the conference north all the time to get promoted to the conference. They're a proper team, and they'll be there or thereabouts at Step 2 again, and we've more than competed with them today.
Gary, has tonight's performance helped or hindered your decision making on who stays or potentially who goes?
Listen, it's a hard decision for us to make in terms of what we can keep, and, you know, if anybody needs to go. We've still got a little bit of time. We'll have another look again on Saturday, and on Thursday during training. Me, Tom and Andy will be talking as we do on a daily basis, and we'll come to the right decision when the time's right. But with the performances you've seen out there tonight, those boys are making it really, really difficult, and everybody's fighting for survival at the football club. Everybody's fighting for a shirt to get out onto the pitch as well. So they're making it difficult, and if they keep putting in performances like that, then who knows? We may be able to keep a few. We may have to let one or two go, but we'll see. We'll see.
And looking forward to the visit of Gloucester City, I should say, for our final pre-season game on Saturday. Many fans are asking, are we likely to see the return of Dan Creaney?
Creaney's back on the grass. He's working hard to get fit. There's a possibility we might see him. What I would say is he's showed a better desire and attitude over the last 2 weeks to come on the pitch, to do the extras, to rehab with Manzu. He's doing that in abundance. So we're hoping as much as the fans, obviously, to see him back on the grass. He was good last year. Obviously, he's coming back, and obviously it's the last pre-season friendly, so he's got some catching up to do in terms of minutes and work rate, but the last 2 weeks he's showed a good attitude and he's trying to get fit, he's trying to rehab properly now, and like I said, he's putting the work in. So there's an opportunity that we'll see him. We'll have to obviously speak to the medical team and see how he is, and how he's getting on. So we're hopeful that we'll see him. I'm sure he's eager to get back as well, and I'm sure the fans are eager to see him as well. I've got to say as well, some of the new players that at the club that we play, they're taking a little bit of time to settle in, but now they're settling in. They're looking like Tamworth players because it's not just turn up, and we've got a DNA here, a philosophy. Tom Tonks tonight I thought was excellent. I think he's getting growing and he's getting better and better with each game. Shaq McDonald was good tonight as well. He's showing a hunger, desire, a real threat all round. Some of the trialists who are here are doing really, really well as well. Lyndon Meikle went in there today in the 10 and I thought he was really, really good. He was inventive, he was bright, another new lad. Jordan Cullen-Lybird's come in and fitted in like a glove. So I just want to have like a shout out to some of the new lads, because it's not easy coming into a football club when you've got a DNA, a winning team, and they've come in. And one last shout out is Scotty Rickards today was sitting down with me. He works obviously with the academy. Intelligent lad, just pointing out one or two things and looking at our games and spending some time and what you're tweaking that, and he's been helpful and he's been good, and yeah, so just a shout out for him as well at the football club, because we've got some amazing members of staff, the ones who are here. Anna Freeman, she's improved it in some way, which I don't want to give away, but today we've got a reward from it again without pointing it out. So like people behind the scenes and working, and the people at the club are really good, as well as what we've got around us in smudging, etc. But it's really good to have these people around you on a day-to-day basis and working with them, as well as the media team obviously, Kevin.
Just finish off with you, Gary. Is there anything additional you would like to say?
No, we're moving in the right direction. We still like work in progress, and I'll keep saying it until we actually start on the 19th, and hopefully by then we'll have got it right. But it's good to be back and have the fans back in as well. And we look forward to seeing as many of them on Saturday coming down and giving us the same support that they did last season as well. So, yeah.
As always, chaps, thank you very much for your time. It's been a pleasure.
Cheers. Thank you.